Attention in Arkansas today is directed toward the state capitol as the General Assembly opens its session. But as Roby Brock from our content partner Talk Business reports, there's plenty of news in the 7 days leading up to the first gavel of the 2013 session.
I'm Roby Brock with your Talk Business Update, a recap of the biggest business and political headlines of the last week. Well, for nearly a decade, natural gas drilling in Arkansas has been accused of harming the drinking water in the Fayetteville Shale Play. On Wednesday, the U.S. Geological Survey gave the industry a not guilty verdict. The federal agency released a report that said no evidence of groundwater contamination caused by gas drilling in the region could be connected. The Geological Survey sampled water from 127 domestic water wells in Van Buren and Faulkner counties in the heart of the drilling region. The surveyors were searching for unusual amounts of ions and trace metals, particularly methane and chloride concentrations, which can represent the byproduct of hydraulic fracking. The Geological Survey said it found no indication of contamination associated with drilling in the Fayetteville Shale area. Arkansas Governor Mike Beebe and officials with Walmart announced Thursday a health payment system that could create savings of around $15 million during the next fiscal year and $65 million in the year after that. Walmart said the new system is a groundbreaking effort to create a more patient-centered and cost-efficient health payment system within the state of Arkansas. Bentonville-based Walmart, which has around 57,000 employees in state, has agreed to pay $670,000 to underwrite the work and will participate in the new state program. Murphy Oil Corporation announced the appointment of Andrew Clyde as president and CEO of Murphy Oil USA. That is the U.S. retail marketing subsidiary of Murphy Oil Corporation, which will spin off from its parent company later this year. Murphy Oil USA currently has over 1,150 U.S. retail locations, and it recently announced an agreement with Walmart stores to provide access to over 200 new locations in the Midwest and southeastern United States. Clyde is a partner in Booz & Company's global energy practice and has over 20 years of experience in management consulting. Incoming Speaker of the House, Representative Davey Carter, is leaving his bank job, while one-time Speaker-elect Representative Darren Williams will take a banking job. Carter announced on Thursday he'd step down from his job with Centennial Bank, a subsidiary of Conway-based Home Bank Shares, in order to focus on his House duties. Carter, who is also an attorney, has held the position of division president with the bank. He'll remain on the regional bank's board. Effective February 1st, Williams, also a lawyer, will be the new CEO of Southern Bank Corp. Southern is a community development bank that works with underserved communities in the Mid-South. Williams has been a principal in a law firm that focuses on consumer protection litigation. Unemployment rates in Arkansas's 8 metropolitan statistical areas all declined in November of 2012 compared to 1 year ago. The Fayetteville-Springdale-Rogers MSA had the lowest jobless rate in the state at 4.6%. The Pine Bluff MSA had the highest unemployment rate at 8.3% in November of 2012, but that was down a full percentage point from the previous year. I'm Roby Brock, and that is your Talk Business Update.